Now it's time for one of my favorite contests, and I know y'all love when we play this too. It's called I Was Listening Earlier When. Remember when we played that last time?
I never heard you play this game before.
I was listening earlier when.
It's one of my favorites.
I know. We don't do it very often, but.
No kidding.
So if you know what Loretta, James, Chris, Daniel, and Eric won, you can have one too. 695-1620. 695-1620.
It's
you
a trivet.
You can have the exact same prize as Loretta and James and Chris and Daniel
it's
and Eric. 695-1620.
WTAW trivet.
That's it.
It's a date with Kevin.
No, ma'am.
Really?
Like, that's a prize.
No, yeah. So, drunk drivers, not the biggest problem on California roads, according to a new survey from the California Office of Traffic Safety. Out of 1,300 drivers who were tested in 9 cities on Friday and Saturday nights, 14% were found to have drugs in their system, while 7% had alcohol. 14%, twice as many.
I'm so glad they legalized marijuana.
Well, only in some places.
That's what I mean over there.
Yeah. Marijuana was slightly more prevalent than alcohol, found in 7.4% of the drivers. The official line from the Director of Office of Traffic Safety is that the results reinforce our belief that driving after consuming potentially impairing drugs is a serious and growing problem. Duh. A press release explained that drugged driving goes less frequently noticed than the pricey test for toxicology, but at the very least, when it comes to pot anyway, now legalized in some states, there have been questions as to just how dangerous driving stoned is. Oh, I don't know. How dangerous does it have to be for you to do something about it? Hello?
Yeah, was it Renaissance Fair tickets?
No, it wasn't. No, thank you, though. I appreciate the call.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah. Loretta, James, Chris, Daniel, and Eric. One, you can too. Anyway, researchers suggest that stoned users on the road are not as impaired as those who drink alcohol. See, I don't know that that's true. I mean, I have no idea. I'm not sure. Man. I think that probably when you smoke marijuana and you drive, you might be more paranoid.
Is somebody behind me? Somebody's behind me.
Hello?
Mouse pad.
That's it. It's a mouse pad. Congratulations.
Yeah, I was about
man,
to get
I needed
food.
One, too.
Did you? Why do you need a mouse pad?
Because this cat tore up the other one.
Because it's a 2010 is the last one I got.
Are you kidding? You mean you went an entire year without one?
2 years.
How did that happen?
That's tragic.
All right, who's this?
Thomas.
Thomas
Dawson.
Who?
Dawson. Dawson.
What do you do, Thomas?
Pest control for Intech.
All right, stomping bugs. All right,
yes, sir.
Come by here, Thomas, and we've got your mouse pad for you.
All right, thanks.
See, it's another reason to look forward to 2012. Wow.
Hate to think that he went that long.
It is a little sad.
It is, but glad we were able to take care of that. Okay, so apparently we're not going to have Twinkies, right? That thing fell through.
Funny you do that right after a story about being stoned,
yeah,
Scott.
Yeah, really, no kidding. Well, we could talk ding-dongs, too. Talks between Hostess and the union collapsed. 18,500 jobs at the company going away. Hostess staying silent on the whole matter until its bankruptcy hearing, which reconvenes today. Company's plants are already closed. Everything looks like it's ready to be liquidated. After a bunch of legal paperwork and stuff, Hostess, which had been around since 1930, will fade to black, just like Circuit City, Borders.
Borders doesn't exist?
Nope.
No.
Kodak? I mean, you know.
Well, so. Kodak shot themselves in the foot.
Well, they did. Well, they just did stupid stuff. Meanwhile, there is a petition urging the White House to nationalize the Twinkie industry. It's being circulated.
Really?
It's by the White House.
Government subsidized.
Oh, it's
Twinkies?
By the White House.
Yeah, if you do the search on, I can't remember what show I was listening to. It may have been Hannity. That petition was launched by the White House.
I don't think so. I don't think we need to be doing that.
Are we living in the United States of America or in make believe land?
Yeah. Well, again, see, that's the bailout. Everything, bail everything out. Okay. All right, so the one holiday gift topping most shoppers' wish list this year is hands down the coveted tablet computer. A fresh poll from Ipsos and Reuters found one-third of consumers are on the prowl for tablets, and the vast majority won't settle for anything less than an iPad. Well, get over it, okay? Isn't that basically
what
we're saying?
If they don't settle, it means they don't want anything for Christmas at all.
Really? Well, okay. So be it. Those people will probably have a little bit of disappointment they'll have to deal with, certainly coming Black Friday. Apple, notorious for offering one of the least appealing sales, with most hot-ticket items discounted a meager 5 to 10%. Well, why should you even do that? You know, if they're going to buy it at full price, why would you discount? Experts favor Best Buy and Amazon for the Apple products, but don't predict shoppers will see any kind of sweet deals that they hope would happen with tablets this year. Nope. Now, if you want to go with something other than that, that may be there. Hey, this makes you feel good if you happen to be climbing on a plane. Dallas TV station Channel 11 there checked on the germiest parts of the plane. The germiest
you
parts
and your
of the
germ
plane.
Story.
What,
I know.
Salad bar again?
I wanted to get to the point where people are always carrying latex gloves in their pocket.
Why?
They're like those guys from CSI. You know, they just put them on.
Trying to create mass hysteria.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. But anyway, they said the pocket where the magazines are in the airplane is the grungiest part.
I believe it.
Well,
because it's
too.
Where the barf bags are.
Oh. Yeah, but you're supposed to get those out before you need it.
I have been on a plane before where the bag had stuff in it.
What?
I don't know
what
was in it. I didn't
check. Well,
that's
your fault for going to Indy, okay? You didn't have to go to Indy. Barbara Walters has denied rumors that white trash child beauty contestant Honey Boo Boo is one of her 10 most fascinating people.
Cool.
I'm glad she denied. I mean, that's not going to happen. That would be silly. It would be stupid.
It would be mind-numbingly bad.
Yeah, it really would. Hey, folks at Hasbro, the toy company says nothing's going to change. They're going to have Elmo out on the shelves, and they should. I mean, you know, they had the problem with the guy who's the puppeteer.
He quit yesterday.
Yeah, right. Well, and it's bad publicity for him. But
the guy who accused him backed down from his own comment.
Another guy came forward.
Then somebody else came forward. It's ugly. So. Well, just suffice it to say, Elmo will be out there. It's just, it makes too much money. It's a big deal for Hasbro. I mean, they got stuff that's branded alphabet blocks and all that kind of stuff with Elmo. So
Sesame Street just can't stay out of the news this year.
That's it. All right, one of my favorite shows got canceled. All right, we're going to mourn for a minute. Okay, I'm over it.
What was it? Sanford and Son?
No, it was Boss. Boss, starring Kelsey Grammer. Really a pretty good show on
Stars. I never saw that one, and I wanted to. I just never got a chance to look at it.
Critics liked it a lot. You know, he played a really, really mean guy who's the mayor of Chicago, and the ratings just started going down.
Rahm Emanuel didn't like it.
Yeah, that's probably right, yeah.
Perfect moment in time be for you. Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Watching the game with friends? Know when to pass up that drink or pass off your keys. A message from TxDOT.
You have the best smile. Thanks. I have to thank Aaron's Family Dentistry for that. But you're the one doing the smiling. It's easy to smile when Dr. Aaron's keeps my smile looking so good.
Enjoy convenience with a personal touch at Aaron's Family Dentistry. Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Aaron's, and you'll smile too when you visit my husband Jim and me and experience our big city benefits with a small town feel. Call 268-1407. Like us on Facebook or visit us online at arentsdds.com.
Because so many people depend on their laptops and netbooks for so much, Batteries Plus carries the area's largest selection of replacement batteries for them. Come into Batteries Plus and pick up a new laptop or netbook battery. That way you'll never have to worry about losing power and shutting down unexpectedly. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman for all your laptop battery needs. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb, for anything.
You know, we don't have any Thanksgiving songs. You ever think about that?
Well, there is one.
Oh, is it what?
Hang on. Talk amongst yourselves for a minute.
Okay,
there's songs about thankfulness. There's one I can't remember right now, but I know I've sung it.
Yeah. We gather together to ask the Lord's blessings. Is that what the one that I'm?
Oh, that one would work.
Yeah, I was
like,
from
preschool.
Or all the songs that are on the cards and stuff, the internet cards.
The internet cards?
You know, like those little animated cards where you open it up and something dumb, like, thank God I'm a country boy, but he's like, thank God I'm a turkey boy or something. You know what I mean? Just that dumb kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Sure. Exactly. Yeah. I guess he didn't find it. Yeah, he's looking
for it. No, I did.
Hang
on.
Oh, all right.
Well, I found turkeys dubstepping yesterday, but it kind of doesn't look as good.
That's all right.
Literally.
Thanksgiving.
And I deal with it by eating a lot of food.
Hey, pie.
Jim, I'll help you with the turkey.
We don't know whether to eat you or mount you.
I'll eat anything for $100.
Like tofurkey?
Tofurkey. There
Maybe
you
tofurkey.
Where were those sounds from?
Those are just random drops.
Okay, you ready?
That's what we call it. Yep. Oh.
To eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Oh, I love you. Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, 'cause it's turkey to eat. So good.
What is this?
Oh, that's
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler, who I think became a dad yesterday. Is that right?
I think that's right,
yeah,
yes.
So there you go. Yeah, he does that in the Hanukkah. You've heard the Hanukkah
song.
I have
heard
the Hanukkah song.
Yeah, that's famous. All right. So, in 1621, the year the Penguins landed in Plymouth. Maybe it was the Pilgrims.
They had a hockey team?
They did. They held a three-day feast to celebrate the bountiful harvest. But, you know, the thing is, celebrating a good harvest is something that's been done for a long, long, long time. I mean, long before that, they've been doing that for thousands of years. I mean, they used to sacrifice people, right,
yes,
for the harvest.
Did. Yes, they did.
So it's not like this is anything new, but, you know, we're Americans, and so we believe that everything was invented by us or for us, and we think that, you know.
That's not?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Because I think if you'll go back and look at the times before we were around even, they were doing that kind of thing. Nonetheless. Okay, now here's our NASA Yes We Are relevant story. The Curiosity rover has another even bigger, apparently history-making discovery that might change everything about the universe as we know it, but they're not going to tell us yet.
You stink on
scientists
ice.
Scientists need to be absolutely sure that it's not a dud. So, Steve Grotzinger, that's his name, he's the principal investigator for the mission, said yesterday that his team has found something really, 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 really cool on Mars. And Sam's soil collecting device has this. This data is going to be one for the history books. He says it's really good. It's really good. Unfortunately,
what does they find, rust or something?
Well, I don't. NASA wants to run a bunch of tests to make sure that they
found a guy that talks like this.
Yeah, something authentic, telling everybody what they found. Most of the outlets covering yesterday's big leak think it isn't just idle speculation, but something that is truly legitimate, which would be, of course, some sort of science hype for Curiosity.
They found the plutonium P-36 space modulator.
Something like that. Yeah, exactly. They've found something that they lost. Oh, that's where my keys are. Yeah, hello. Okay. Well, they're thinking, again, what they think is it may be something like carbon-based elements or some sort of organic stuff that would show that it was a building block of life. We'll see. Not sure.
Not, right. So you don't think it'll be anything completely riveting?
I don't, no. Well, again, it's look, there are going to be a bunch of science geeks who are going to get excited about it, okay? They're going to tell us how wonderful it is, and we're all going to go, really? Okay, yeah, we like that. So let's see. Here's our hot TV shows for the last week. Number 5 was Person of Interest. Number 4 is NCIS Los Angeles. Number 3 is NCIS. They're like back-to-back. They run the same night. Big Bang Theory, and number 1 is NBC Football. Did you see that NBC won the primetime ratings?
No.
For the first time in 9 years.
I'm going to say, that almost back to when they had Friends in
They didn't even have a cake ready. I mean, they had no way to be prepared for. They had no idea it was going to happen. They were just kind of really glad it did. But, kind of unusual. So, did you hear about these petroglyph carvings? Petroglyph is really, really old stuff that, you know, carved in volcanic rock.
What
and
it
stuff
amounts
like
to
that.
Is old school graffiti.
Yeah, really. Okay. CNews reports that the petroglyphs carved into volcanic rock near Yosemite National Park, over 3,500 years old, were simply hacked out by thieves. The bandits also damaged other valuable engravings at another historic site in California. According to the Bureau of Land Management, the petroglyphs in the volcanic tablelands represented a pristine example of the Great Basin rock art. I mean, they just went in there, I think, with saws or something and just cut them out, which...
Well, that's tacky.
Yeah, it is. So what, we're going to... Now what are we going to do? We're going to see that in Pawn Stars? What you got? Oh, man, I've had these old rocks. And these drawings right here, what do you think they're worth?
I really want that, though.
Yeah, yeah. I really would like to have that. All right. Okay, so let's see what... Oh, I had a Lord of the Rings story. Let me see where I put that. Because I saw that, I thought, oh, you know, Kat would probably like to know that. So, let's see. Are you jonesing for a Lord of the Rings story?
I got something real quick while you're looking.
Yeah.
Tonight is the single biggest day for bar sales in the U.S.
Really?
More people go to a bar today than any other day.
Well,
of the
again,
year.
It's students who come home to drink with their buddies, right?
More than likely.
Or they come home to drink. And
I will tell you, when I was at the other radio station, we had an event that fell the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Frequently. And it was always the most crowded night that we did it.
Really?
Yeah. People coming back in town, they're like, hey, you know, since I haven't seen you for a while, let's meet for beer somewhere.
Sure, let's go drink somewhere. All right, here we go. It's Mount Rapeo. That's it. It's a New Zealand volcano that stood in for Mount Doom in the Lord of the Rings movies. Seems to be headed for a real eruption. New Zealand's Department of Conservation has warned hikers to keep off the summit, saying the recent temperature readings in the volcano indicate increased likelihood that that's going to happen. See, and what happens? If somebody gets up there and they have to be rescued, you know, who's going to pay for that? Who pays for that to happen?
Not us, the people in Turkey.
Yeah.
Or in, not We're, Turkey.
No, so. In New Zealand. People in Turkey could do that. That'd
got,
be okay.
I got Turkey on the brain.
That's yeah. People who have recently lost their jobs more likely to suffer a heart attack.
What?
Than their employed peers. That's right. Researchers found each successive job loss was tied to higher chances of heart problems among the 13,000 older adults. Still, it's not clear or of how unemployment itself might be the cause for the extra heart attacks. General manager.
As opposed to specific manager.
The intro! The
there it is. Yeah, we haven't done it in weeks. Nah, not anymore. Yeah, yeah it is.
Manager. Well, not that part.
No.
Get away with
thankfully.
It. Not yeah. Not up in here!
Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
Okay, before you, man. Before Always. You and Kat play, you have this is your 3-minute warning. Okay,
I'm not. I did not come in here
okay.
to play with Catherine McMullen.
Right.
However, I was going to point out that she was proven right once again about how that you kind of live in the past, because you did tell everybody that the new mouse pads were another reason to look forward to 2012.
Oh yeah, that's right. 2013.
Yeah, so I wanted to be sure
that. Yeah.
that the fine people out there who are always, and this is one of our most popular items, not for the mouse pad, but to have a calendar on your desk at all times,
sure.
that it was not,
actually
we were
be
not clearing out
no.
old stock.
Mr.
But we
Downs,
should.
We might be clearing out. Last year's.
No, these are 2013.
These are brand new. Okay. I had to write the check for them. I know.
Yeah.
No, these are. And doesn't 2013 just sound icky?
Yeah, it does. It sounds old.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
We're not going to make it anyway.
Sounds like Space Odyssey.
I mean, remember that.
2013, just. It's why not, couldn't we skip straight to 2014?
You think so?
You think
no,
it's going to be an
I'm
odd year?
I'm just taking
year?
My cues from you on the time. That's all I'm doing.
Oh, I bet you. All right, then we'll do this. We'll do the list of the
but
stupidest.
But anyway, I just want to let everybody know these are brand new,
okay,
freshly
right.
unopened with yeah. that new mouse pad smell.
They do have that. Yeah.
2013 See? Mouse pad calendars.
Okay, thank you. There you go. It does. It makes your car smell new if you put it in there, especially on a hot day, and let that kind of rubber smell just go through. All right, here we go. It's the 5 stupidest questions that people have asked the Butterball Turkey Helpline or
oh,
hotline
gosh.
Or whatever. Can I take my frozen turkey into my sauna and thaw it faster?
No, steam turkey.
Yeah, let your maid do it. Number 4, if I cut my turkey with a chainsaw, will the oil affect the taste?
I wonder if a woman asked that question.
Yeah. Number 3, can I use my oven self-cleaning cycle to speed up the cooking process?
Oh, good Lord.
2, can I brine my turkey in the washing machine?
Well, the question is, I have considered alternative uses for washing machines.
Yeah.
So it really depends on how old your machine is,
what
else it's used for.
And is it okay to thaw my turkey in the bathtub while my kids are bathing?
Oh, my God.
Gross.
Those are questions, apparently, that really have
And they
asked.
Get the same amount of votes we do.
Right, yep. Apparently, the first pies that, we had in U.S. America were filled with meat, and they were called coffins. Do you know that?
Trunks were also called coffins at one time.
There you go. Mini, sliced, and half pies make up a full 24% of the pies that are bought. Recent growth in popularity for blueberry and cherry pies can be attributed to the public's desire for antioxidants. And pies are slowly starting to challenge cupcakes for the title of trendiest dessert. Trendiest dessert.
Bacon as a close second, right?
Could you imagine a bacon muffin?
Yes.
Would that not be perfect?
I will tell you this. I have a friend who has a recipe for chocolate bacon muffins.
Really?
Yeah.
Nope, just bacon muffin.
Okay. Chocolate muffins with little bits of bacon.
If they could find a way to do that with a kolache, I'd be fat, dumb, and happy too.
Yeah. Now, again, we know that this whole Thanksgiving story in U.S. America is a Yankee conspiracy. And the reason I know that is I found out this morning that the Pilgrims did not hold the first Thanksgiving. The first Thanksgiving was actually held in a community near El Paso in 1598, a full 23
really?
Years before the Pilgrims. Damn Yankees.
Yeah, but
see, they try to
Spanish?
Take everything from us. I don't care. They've taken everything from us. You think the Indians spoke Pilgrim? I mean, I guarantee you, they were learning new words. And you know what would have happened?